Hilchos Yom Kippur, Siman Tav Reish Daled, Sif Aleph. Mitzvah Le'echol B'Erev Yom Kippur L'Harvos B'Suda. It's a mitzvah to eat food on Erev Yom Kippur and to have extra food for a Suda. The poskim bring two different reasons why this mitzvah exists of eating on Erev Yom Kippur. It's either in order to prepare yourself for the fast, or it's in place of the Suda's mitzvah, which you would be having on Yom Kippur, so instead you have it on Erev Yom Kippur, and to show how excited you are and happy you are for this time of Kippur. And there are a couple nafkaminas between the two. If someone's not going to fast, so does they still have to eat on Erev Yom Kippur, if it's a choler or someone like that? And then if it's a woman, maybe the woman, since she's tours from mitzvah seseh shezman grama, so she wouldn't have to eat it. Or maybe since it's preparing for the fast and she's going to fast, she would have to eat it. So Rikiva Eger leaves this as its archein, but the Chassam Sofer says, therefore, a woman who is sick, who knows she's not going to fast, she should for sure not have to eat on Erev Yom Kippur, because she's exempt from mitzvah seseh shezman grama, and she's not fasting anyway. But the Stechemen says, no, who knows what's going to happen? Maybe Hashem will heal you, and you'll be able to fast all of Yom Kippur. So therefore, even if you're a sick woman, you should still be eating on Erev Yom Kippur. A discussion of what needs to be eaten. Do you fulfill this mitzvah with just eating raisins all day, Cheerios all day? Or do you actually need to eat bread? Are you only mekamen when you eat a suda? Should you eat two sudas? So many different opinions on this. I want you to follow their minhag. The Rama adds, v'asar lisanas bo, you're not allowed to fast on Erev Yom Kippur. Afilu tanis chalom, even if you are fasting for a dream, you are not allowed to do so on Erev Yom Kippur. A discussion, what happens if you took a neder to fast on that day? There's no tachnan on Erev Yom Kippur because it is a quasi-yantif on Erev Yom Kippur. The Rama adds, you also don't say lam natzeach because it says in it, b'yom tzara. And you don't say mizmor lasoda because in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, you weren't able to bring a korban on Erev Yom Kippur because you'd be limiting the time that it could be eaten since you can't eat it at night. And all karbanos need to be eating Yom Valayla, and since you can't eat at Lila because it's a fast of Yom Kippur, therefore you are not allowed to bring a karban, so we do not say Mizmor Lasoda or Lam Natzeach on Erev Yom Kippur. And the Rama continues, the Gamay Nomrim Kodam Alos HaShachar Harbe Slichos, we don't say a lot of Slichos, Yeshachos Nogam Harbe Slichos, some do say a lot of Slichos, Akol Fiyam Minag, and our Minag is to say very few Slichos. And again, Amiras Avinam Alkeinu Be'Erev Yom Kippur, Yeshua Machlokas Bein Achronin. There's machlokas whether to say avinu malkeinu at shachris on Erev Yom Kippur, minag iri shalola omro, the Ramaz city did not say it, kim shachal Yom Kippur b'shabbos, ain't avinu malkeinu, unless Yom Kippur falls out on Shabbos, when you're not going to say avinu malkeinu all day, azarino osa Erev Yom Kippur shachris, so then to make up for that, we say it in the morning of Erev Yom Kippur, but for sure we don't say tachnan at mincha on Erev Yom Kippur. Tav reish hei, kaparos. Sivalach mashenogin lasos kapar be'Erev Yom Kippur lishcho tarnago al kol ben zachar v'lomar lapsukim yishol noah haminag. The Mechaber is very against the minhag of Kaparos because he says it is a chashash of Darkei Emori, of following the idol worshippers' customs. But the Ramban disagrees and says, Yesh me'agonim shekasu minhag zeh. Chen kasu also rabim min achronim v'chein nogim v'chol medinos elu v'ein l'shanos kihu minhag vasichin. It is very ancient minhag, says the Ramban. And we should do it. And you should have in mind, says the Mishabura, when you do Kaparos, that this, whatever happens to this bird, should really be happening to you, and it's an act of a korban, as you are in place of the korban, and that's what you should have in mind. There are some places, though, that when they do kaparos, the people, the shochtim, are so busy shechting all these chicken, that they end up messing up and making the chickens into nevelas, and therefore, instead, you should do kaparos, all of us areas in Mechuva, to spread it out, or use money instead, the Mishnah Berurah brings. There are some who have the practice of spreading money around their head instead of using a chicken, and one can follow whatever practice they would like to follow. Nogin likach tarnagol zachar lazachar nekeva lochin tarnagolas. A man should take a male chicken, a female should take a female chicken. Lochin lumuber shnei tarnagolim ulai te lazachar. If a woman's pregnant, so you take two chickens because you don't know whether the child is a boy or a girl. If you have a sonogram, you could rely on that, the poskim say. And in the end, even the Svardi poskim say that one should do kaparos, even though the Mechaber is very against it. The Ben Yishchai says to say it, or the Tzion says to do it, and therefore everyone has this practice of doing kaparos, some with chicken and some